This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You know, I didn't drop the ball, but I really should have led the broadcast today with former Facebook president admits they are targeting your weaknesses and trying to control your life, and they've done a great job disrupting society. But see, he's there wondering why they all did it. He was put in that position. He was then removed because he didn't like going along with it. Talking about Sean Parker. It's in all the white papers, Mr. Parker, if you don't know about them, and I'm sure you do. You're a smart guy. This is all a plan to make people disassociative, not have personalities, not have relationships, to atomize the population. It's in your own documents. Not just what you're saying now. I'm glad you're warning people, but why not bring up the Facebook documents that came out this year elaborating on what you're just confirming? But observation is true science. I don't need to hear what you say to know it's true. I can observe the results, and all of it is bad. Unless you're getting ready for people to be replaced by machines. Planned obsolescence has a new meaning when it comes to people and why the future doesn't need us. The decision, Mr. Parker, was made before you were born to carry out this operation. But I'm glad you're starting to get panicked like Elon Musk and others that have a soul, because if you have a trajectory that's meant to be anti-human, do you really trust the psychopaths that are running things to even deliver? They're going to take your billions. You're not going to get it. You're going to be killed. Once they've got their systems plugged in, which they're close to, things are going to move lightning speed. And, you know, I'm not afraid, because I've just got to get my relationship with God right. That's what really counts. But I know I'm right, because I'm going off what they said. They were writing this stuff 50 years ago. They're now saying it on TV. But that's why I'm so... People keep saying, Jones, how do you keep being proven right? How do you know this? Are you one of them? One of them? They only tried to hire me repeatedly because they buy everybody up. Most people that know what's going on join them. They think I'm a dumbass because I'm not a psychopath and don't want to feed on you and don't get off on how stupid people are. That's what's so frustrating to the left and all the globalists and the minions. Most of you are total minions of this, and you still think you're part of it, like you got a seat at the table because you want to belong because you have arrested development. Let's play this clip. Here it is.
And then they would say, no. I value my real life interactions. I value the moment. I value presence, and I value intimacy. And I would say, well, you're a conscientious objector. That's okay. You don't have to participate, but, you know, we'll get you eventually. and I don't know if I really understood the consequences of what I was saying.
And this is ticking
points. Because the unintended consequences of a network when it grows to a billion or 2 billion people, and it literally changes your relationship with society, with each other, with it probably interferes with productivity in weird ways. It God only knows what it's doing to our children's brains. Anxiety is a huge problem now. Of course, anxiety was always a big problem in high school. Who didn't have anxiety in high school? But the surveys that have been going on for years are showing a huge rise in anxiety amongst high school kids and younger. And you know, you have to wonder if there isn't some you know, if the thought process that went into building these applications, Facebook being the first.
We're going to come right back.
To really
support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Once humans dreamed of being gods. Then,
waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
And Mike Cernovich is taking over right now. I've been playing all day these intriguing clips. And I'm going to play more of the interview this Sunday. I'm going to really get into this. Of Sean Parker, former president of Facebook, saying it's destroying productivity, it's destroying lives, it's wrecking everything. But don't worry, we're going to have solutions for the crisis. That's the next part of the business. Because you've always got to have the good guys now that come in and explain, we didn't know what we were doing. We've got things to mitigate what happened with what we've all just been through with Facebook and the rest of it. But he starts saying, I wonder if they knew what they were doing. So he's talking to the public like they're children, I guess in a smart way, to try to get them to realize what's happened to them. Wanting to be liked, wanting to be in the cool club, wanting to be in the arrested development zone. And then going out and having all these imaginary friends. And as long as you were nothing but purely positive, well, you might get a whole bunch of friends, but you gave up your real identity, and then they weren't even real friends, most of them. They were bots. They were sock puppets. They were lies. And they were there to actually maneuver you ever so slowly into being more isolated, more alone, only spending all your time with them. Now, we've used Facebook to go inject information warfare, to expose what's going on, to try to reach out to people. And that's why Google, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, they're all saying in congressional hearings, the director of operations at Twitter, the number two guy in the company, says, did you see what InfoWars did at lunch? Yes, sir, we caught it, and we deleted it. We'll do a better job next time, says Congressman Quigley. I'm not kidding. This shows how vulnerable these jerks are. If America and the world wakes up to these scams, it's over. And I think genuinely, Sean Parker, because he's been kicked out of a lot of the things he helped fund and create, Napster, this, you name it, is legitimately not anti-human and is really trying to warn people, I think, overall here. But there's still a little bit of, you know, snickering about it going on. That's the duality of man. But anybody that thinks you turn on systems like this and then you in the end end up winning because you screw over a bunch of other people, it's going to blow back on you. And that's why globalists, no one in the EU has kids now in the EU government. Because they're so selfish, but they also know they've made a deal to party and eat steak with this eugenics operation, and that they're riding the express elevator to hell. And a lot of them do it through fear, too. It's not just status. They're like, this is really scary, and I'm smart, and I've been let in on it, so I'm going to go along with it and try to position myself to, you know, do better. like an alien showed up and said, we're going to kill everybody in 10 years, but work with us. You can live for 10 years. But your kids can't go into the future, and we're going to kill all of you. But just go have fun, and we'll make you a rock star. That's not fun. And that's basically what this is. It's psychopaths that now have tools, and sociopaths and camp followers and insecure people below them that will do anything for substance, anything for power, anything to feel like they're finally winners. And it's all a lie. It's all done not to advance humanity, but to quote Mr. Parker, exploit our weaknesses and make us weaker. Hey, we're running a thing that dumb effers use, to use Zuckerberg's term, and it's meant to exploit you and make you weaker and make you desperate and alone, just like Hillary in the WikiLeaks says, I want them in the dark, cold, and alone. I want our constituents in the dark. Wow. I want them in the dark. I want them desperate. I want our species to go to the next level. I want us to have incredible adventures. I want my progeny to be incredibly and yours together. I'm a lover. But not these people. They are evil. I want to get Mike Cernovich's take on this, but let's finish up with the end of what Parker was saying. Here it is.
The surveys that have been going on for years are showing a huge rise in anxiety amongst high school kids and younger. And you know, you have to wonder if there isn't some, you know, if the thought process that went into building these applications, Facebook being the first of them to really understand it, that thought process was all about how do we consume as much of your time and conscious attention as possible.
Now, see, he signed a non-disclosure agreement. So he's only saying, hey, we might want to look at this, but it's in all the documents that came out this year. It's way beyond what the Guardian said. Facebook told advertisers to identify teens feeling insecure and worthless. They magnify that to literally take control and hack their brain and then turn them into a operative in your house. You don't just think they want to turn on your television and record you or use a smartphone to track you or the Verizon router. They want you. They want control. And they're all battling with each other for who gets control of the final interface, which one will merge with, in their own words, and then they're going to exterminate everybody else. Because we're the fallen species. They're really fallen. They're going to transcend us, you have to understand. So, Mike Cernovich, you got a lot to cover today, but I wanted to get your take on this. Why do you think so many people inside the technocracy, from Donna Brazile to Sean Parker, are speaking out? Are they finally realizing the end game of the New World Order is total human exterminism?
Well, I mean, Dostoevsky wrote about this as well as many other people. The human need to confess is what we're dealing with right now. Unless you're a pure sociopath, you need to confess. And that's what we're seeing right now. People are confessing what is really going on. Because an ordinary human being can't live with what they've done. Like Donna Brazile vindicated our reporting on Hillary's health. Have you talked about that yet? Very, very important.
No, it's big. I think your internal mic's on, not your external. We can barely hear you, but you're right. All these victories and what you've covered, what I've covered, what we've been demonized for, Mike Cernovich, Alex Jones, they made up a lie that Hillary was sick. She looks like she's been run over by a car. She's falling down the street. You're absolutely right, Mike. I mean, it's just crazy. What's going to happen is everything we cover gets vindicated and it accelerates. What are they going to do?
Good question. They're trying to get us all banned out. It's a big game plan. Actually, Jack Posobiec claimed he doxed somebody today, even though he didn't. They're framing you all the time, trying to get banned from Facebook, trying to get banned from a social media platform, because the media has never apologized to us. We are
all right, we're gonna go to break, get your mic fixed, or get you on phone. Mike Cernovich, it's always great to have you hosting with us. We're going to go to break, get his. He was great when we tested problems. Hey, great technology. It has a lot of great positive things about it, doesn't it? I mean, we can have Mike Cernovich in California, and we're in Austin, Texas, and got great HD audio coming in, but there's a little bit of an issue there, so we'll get that ironed out. And I'm glad this little technical difficulty happened, because it gives me a chance to say this. I want life extension technology. I want to see it proven. I want to see it deployed. I want to see it developed. I don't want to see people that end up living longer lives than the new generations try to shut off new generations because of what they call overpopulation, or create new caste systems where the older Homo sapiens create systems against the younger ones. I mean, you know, death is something that kind of gets the problems out of the way. Good people die too, but it's always giving people a new lease on life for the next generation. The older I get, I realize that so-called eternal life would be quite a sin against humanity, and death is just like birth; it's all part of the process. It equalizes us all. But I would like to see us still have longer, better lives, and be able to mature more spiritually before we pass over to the other side. Okay, we're going to see if we can turn this dial in and get his take on the profound things that are happening right now, ladies and gentlemen. Newswars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com. The globalists are trying to shut us down.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNWellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNWellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNWellness.com.
Some heads are gonna roll. Most young people's heads already did.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones, live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide from the Infowars.com studios.
Young people have been targeted with psychological warfare systems meant to rewire their brains, lower IQs, lower brain waves, and create jellyfish Pavlovian controlled minions who are literally under globalist programming control. It's all admitted. And as Mike Cernovich really said very well earlier, despite the fact his audio was hammered, this is the need to confess if you have a soul. If you're not a psychopath, you realize we're all connected. This is not a good idea. This is not good. Okay, gave you some temporary power. How are those billions doing for you? Not making you happy. Not as happy as you were telling the truth. Exactly. Nothing wrong with wealth as long as it wasn't stolen and empowers others. We have unlimited wealth soon with the technology and free energy and all this crap. It's going to be about good and evil. We're going to find out it's about where we stand has the value. And what do the globalists want? They want your mind. They want you to think like they do. They want you to be degenerate. He mentioned it. I should have led the show with it. Mike Cernovich is absolutely right. Donna Brazile now saying, investigate Seth Rich. How sensational. We've gone from the DNC saying, nobody hurt him. He got killed, but it's not political. And don't try to investigate if you're a bad guy. To the head of the DNC saying, I feared for my life, and now it needs to be investigated. She is telling you what happened. We are so close to the Mueller-Hillary crime syndicate going down. And if I wanted to investigate who hired the hit team that took out Seth Rich in D.C., I'd start with Robert Mueller. That's right. You heard me say it. Robert Mueller. Here's the clip.
Were the Russians involved, in your opinion, I know this hadn't been resolved yet, in Seth Rich's death? Yes, no, I don't know.
I don't know. I'm not a part of the investigative team, but I can tell you this much, and thank you for asking about Seth. He was my child. I loved him. He worked in the Voting Rights Division. I was the vice chair over that division. He was one of two staff people. I love him. I miss him. He was a patriot, and I hope to God we find out who murdered Seth Rich.
You wrote in the book you feel responsible for his death.
Because he was my child.
Okay. I understand.
Don't make me cry.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to do that.
My child.
Let me just say, y'all.
On July 10th.
Yeah.
He was my child. Mark, I have been in politics all my adult life. The only children I have are the children that I've hired. They're my children.
So she's scared. What do you make of this? It's just sensational, Mike Cernovich, at Cernovich on Twitter.
Yeah, I mean, she's a beautiful woman now. I think she is a Christian. A lot of people don't talk about that. She's a Christian woman. I think she finally, maybe God spoke to her. She prayed or found something in her heart. But when I heard that video, I actually felt sad. You could feel her emotion. There's something very deep going on with her spirituals.
Absolutely. And what do you make of all these other big truths coming out right now? I mean, they have got to be in panic mode.
Yeah, I actually bought her book and had it the minute it came down and I read it. She admits that Hillary Clinton did not have pneumonia, and that was a lie. She admits that she herself had been concerned with Hillary about her health. She admits that other people, including doctors, had reached out to her and others to talk about Hillary's health. And this is all in the book Hacks, an amazing book. So my question is, where are apologies, Alex? Paul Joseph Watson was ridiculed. We were ridiculed. I was ridiculed. And Donna Brazile has now confirmed all of our reporting. Should the media apologize to us in a very public fashion?
Where do you see this leading, Mike?
This is leading to other people are going to come forward now. The floodgates are open. The stories are going to come out. The truth is definitely going to come out. That's where we're headed. You can feel it everywhere. Weinstein, right? Louis C.K., Kevin Spacey. It's all part of a new zeitgeist where people are tired of the evil and they're tired of covering up for the demonic forces, and they're all going to come forward now, and even more evil will be exposed.
Let's talk about Roy Moore. I mean, there's a lot of pedophiles in both parties, a lot of perverts, so, I mean, it could be true, but I look at least one of the main ladies is a Democratic operative, works for the DNC, works for the candidate he's running against in the Senate, for the Senate, and then you've got the timing, all the fake stuff they put out on Trump, the fact this wasn't brought out earlier, the fact that he's 35 years old. I mean, if it's true, I say burn him at the stake, but I just, at a gut level, this just looks political.
Yeah, here's the thing that I found highly suspicious, Alex. Roy Moore dated multiple women with their parents' permission. He essentially courted them in a way. Now, I don't think that a 30-year-old man should date a 17-year-old, so I'm not here to get about that. But it's unusual, though, that he would date women with the parents' permission. Nothing happened. He didn't throw himself on them like Kevin Spacey did to a 14-year-old boy. But then there's that one story where it claims that he tried to go after a 14-year-old girl. It doesn't really make sense that a man who had been very respectful of the parents and had never done anything behind anybody's back.
I think a 35-year-old going after 17-year-olds, I think it's creepy.
Oh, I'm not defending that. Yeah, that's the thing. I definitely, if you're a 32-year-old man, 34-year-old man, you don't need to be with 18-year-olds. That's what ultimately, though, pornography does, which is what I find interesting about the outrage from the left. They're saying, oh, you know, Roy Moore was dating an 18-year-old. And I thought, well, yes, all that pornography promoted by Hollywood, promoted by the media, that involves 18-year-old girls on their 18-year-old
birthday. Well, sure, that's the big popular stuff they push.
So I think...
Exactly. I've not even been looking for porn before, and they're pushing, you know, barely legal. I mean, it's in hotel rooms. You see it, you know, in the adult sections. It's all there. All I'm saying is, when I first saw the news yesterday, there wasn't all this extra stuff. I think the first news didn't want to say it all, so they get sued. He's saying it's all fake. But if it turns out he's 35, courting 17-year-olds, I just think it's weird. And I'm just saying.
Oh, no, and I agree with you totally. That's why I brought it up. A lot of people are claiming that I'm defending the allegations. No, I'm saying that you shouldn't be dating 17-year-olds if you're in your 30s. I'm saying that. What is interesting, though, is he went to the parents for permission, though, right? And he didn't do anything sexual with them. He didn't throw himself. He didn't abuse them. And then all of a sudden, there's a 14-year-old said, oh, he came out in his tighty-whities. And, you know, was really aggressive and everything. And that to me just doesn't sound consistent with what he had been doing before that, right? So that's for me just trying to figure out the truth of it all. Because if he did make a sexual pass at a 14-year-old, I've told people, I'll be right part of that lynch mob. I'll bring the rope. I got no problem
exactly,
with that.
Exactly. But you got
so
the Democrat
something like this,
operative.
A very, very serious accusation.
Exactly.
I'm not just going to join.
We saw the stuff about Trump that wasn't true is my point. So that's why out of hand I question it. And then you got the same media at first defending Weinstein. Well, listen, you're going to take over when you come back. Your mic's almost back. We're going to mess with it some more. It's definitely not the really good quality we usually have with Mike Cernovich, but the info he's got is really amazing. So we're going to come back and talk about all this with Mike Cernovich at Cernovich on Twitter. I'm Alex Jones at Real Alex Jones. Then later I want to ask him about the admissions in Congress that they're censoring.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Hollywood!
Hollywood!
Babylon! All right, Mike Cernovich here. I'm co-hosting with him. Always great to have him on. One of the most prolific journalists out there. One of the tireless ones. Most tireless. I think Trump, via Huckabee's daughter, the press secretary, Huckabee Sanders, has put out really a perfect statement. I think this is my statement as well. You've seen a lot of fake allegations over time, you know, so we got to wait and see what happens. But if it's true, step down. And we've got the quote right here. Like most Americans, the president believes that we cannot allow a mere allegation in this case, one from many years ago, to destroy a person's life, Sanders said. However, the president also believes that if these allegations are true, Judge Moore will do the right thing and step aside. I mean, this is just, this is, because listen, this hit me while I was on air yesterday, and I just saw the first article that came out saying no sexual contact and told a girl that she was pretty in front of her mom, and I thought, well, that's ridiculous. I mean, I hadn't read all the rest of it. And the South in some areas is like it was 200 years ago, where older men would want a younger wife that was 15 years younger so they would be able to take care of them when they're old. I mean, this is really, I want to say backward stuff, but that's, I mean, because a lot of my family's from Alabama that found in Texas. They came out of Alabama and Tennessee. But back in those days, a lot of times, especially if one wife had died on you that was the same age, usually you got about two wives. If you lived a long time, a couple of your wives would die. And it was vice versa. That was like George Washington married Martha and her husband had died. A lot of people died young. And it is from history, and that's the only shot he's got of it not being creepy. It's not illegal. I think it's creepy. I think Hugh Hefner was creepy. Well, 85 going after 18-year-olds, that's really creepy. But going to parents and then courting their 17, 18-year-old daughters to see if they're going to be a good wife. We should look. Did he end up marrying one of these girls? I guess he's still with her. I guess his wife does it a lot younger than him. That was the old tactic. You would actually get a 10, 15-year-old younger wife to, quote, take care of you. They didn't have nursing homes back then. Your wife took care of you. That might be what this is. But other than that, 14-year-olds coming to visit at his house, I don't like it. And, again, I'm somebody, when I have limited info, I have one view. When I get more, I have more. Mike Cernovich, what do you think?
Yeah, and that's why I brought it up, by the way, because the truth fears no inquiry, right? I'm not here saying playing a defense lawyer for Roy Moore. I'm the one who has said, actually, I read the article, and he had been courting an 18-year-old, a 17-year-old. Apparently, he may have asked a 16-year-old out on a date, which I'm not going to defend that behavior.
No.
But what I know is
that if I catch a 35-year-old man trying to pick up my 14-year-old daughter, they're going to get their damn jaw broken.
But what I found interesting is that Roy Moore would go to the mothers, okay, in all those instances. The specific allegation involving the 14-year-old, it claims that he went behind the mom's back, picked up the 14-year-old, drove her out to a house, put her down on the floor, gave her wine, and then came out in tighty-whities. That's pedophile behavior right there. And as we know, pedophiles never stop. But we hadn't heard anything
like that. Exactly. That's why I questioned it, is there's never history. But then, you know what? So it may all be a complete lie. That's what I'm saying. Just like Trump said, if you know, we got to check into this, make sure it's true. We've seen a lot of lies. But if it is true.
Yeah, exactly. Pedophiles, they never quit. And we have this isn't like Kevin Spacey. We heard about Kevin Spacey and Charlie Sheen and Louis. We've heard stuff like that for years and in some cases.
And let's be clear, as libertarians, as conservatives, when we see that this could be possible, we're jumping all over it instead of just ignoring it like the Democrats do.
Exactly. Well, and I also mentioned, why is the media not looking into Bob Menendez? They actually covered that up. He's accused by federal prosecutors. This isn't the Menendez accusation doesn't involve an accusation of the Washington Post, which has spread a lot of fake news. Federal prosecutors had actually said an article that and I sent this, of course, to the production team about Bob Menendez. So why are the media not asking Democrats, hey, if this stuff about underage people is true, will you disavow him? The media is completely silent about Bob Menendez. They covered up Bill Clinton's multiple rape accusations. But now when it's Roy Moore, they're like, look at us, we're steadfast defenders, and we're really going to do aggressive journalism. It's like, well, wait a minute. They ignored Renita Broderick, right? They covered up for Bill Clinton, the rapist, for years. They're not talking about Bob Menendez. And that's the problem here that you and I and other people have is, if this is true, hey, I hope somebody, you know, legally, of course, I'm not going to make threats on air, but if it's true that Roy Moore tried to take advantage of a 14-year-old, man, I don't care what happens to that guy. The issue is that, where was the media believing the victims of Bill Clinton? Where is the media talking about Bob Menendez? Where is the media actually being a hero?
And we got Bill Clinton settling rape cases, paying money. I mean, we've got bona fide.
Exactly. And the media pretends it doesn't happen. Bill Clinton's a hero. Bill Clinton's a great man. They never talked about how Hillary Clinton enabled the rape. They never talked about how
she liked to represent child molesters.
Right. Hillary Clinton represented a child rapist laughed because she was able to traumatize a young girl who was never able to actually have children because the rape was so violent. The media never asked Charles Schumer, hey, Anthony Weiner, let's just talk about the truth, Alex. Let's talk about the truth for a minute because this is opening up a lot of questions. One is that Charles Schumer groomed, which maybe is an unfortunate word considering what Anthony Weiner was doing, but Charles Schumer groomed Anthony Weiner to be a successor. Anthony Weiner was in Congress. But I don't hear the media saying, hey, Democrats, do you comment about Anthony Weiner? He's going to prison.
Where is Chuck Schumer disavowing? I got all these text messages and calls from media. Do you disavow Roy Moore? Well, it's easy to disavow David Duke because we know what he stands for. With Roy Moore, we don't know if he's guilty.
Right. And why wasn't the media asking people, do you disavow Bob Menendez? Do you disavow Anthony Weiner? They go, they call us mean. They go, how dare you try to exploit this tragedy for your own political ends? They go, how dare you politicize the sex crimes? And I go, wait a minute. That's what they're doing right now. And that's why they can't cry now, because we don't necessarily believe them. We don't take the Washington Post, Alex. They still call me alt-right. Over a year ago, I said, look, I didn't know these people were lunatics. You know, I thought they were just people trying to, you know, have some uncomfortable conversations. I didn't know they wanted to throw Nazi salutes and carry Hitler flags. So over a year ago, I said, I'm not alt-right. I want nothing to do with those guys. The Washington Post to this day calls me alt-right, which is a lie.
By the way, Paul Watson over a year ago said the same thing. We're new right. We're not alt-right. And we even identify, and they won't let us identify as we want to identify. They claim it's so important to let someone identify as they identify, but with us, they won't let us do it.
Exactly. And then they go, well, Cernovich, how dare you not believe the Washington Post? Yeah, how dare I not believe a publication that lies about me in a very easy way, and in a way where they're trying to get me murdered, actually. If you call somebody a white nationalist while you're telling people go punch a Nazi, then what you're doing, if you're in the media, you're trying to get me murdered. I'm a father. You know, it's very easy to see that I'm not.
Exactly. And I want to ask you about Texas and Vegas and more and how Trump's doing when we come back. Mike Cernovich, Cernovich at Twitter. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com. Please don't forget, I've got to end it today or tomorrow. I've got to end it soon because we have free shipping and we have a lot of our best-selling products at 50% off, and that's really 50% off. And I only mark up products 100%. So when it's 100% marked up, remember, there's cost and expense in that. So when you're cutting something off 50%, some of these are loss leaders. Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Secret 12, Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash with colloidal silver and iodine. People really, really love what it does for their gums, gingivitis, you name it. It's amazing. It's at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. 50% off all the Patriot apparel. We never do that. At InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support, by the way. This special has got to end. It will be over by the weekend. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It is such a revolutionary act to financially fund this operation and also spread the articles, the videos, and that's how we're getting around the censorship. I'll ask Mike Cernovich about that as well straight ahead.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
recommend everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
So back in 2005, the Family Guy had an episode where the baby that could talk escapes from Kevin Spacey's sex dungeon for children. And again, over and over again, they say he does this. Just like the Weinstein jokes, it shows they knew and then made jokes about it. We're going to go back to Mike Cernovich here in just a moment. We're still messing with his microphone. And hey, it happens. He's remote. We appreciate him joining us. But we're going to loop this a few times for you to point out, where were the accusations of Judge Roy Moore? Where were the accusations of Trump before he ran for office? That's why it's all suspect. Could it be true? Absolutely. But the timing is everything. Where do these, I've been a public figure for 20-something years, been very well known for 5-6. Where are the accusations? They can make them up about me, folks. This is a political war. Is Moore guilty? It hasn't been confirmed he courted 17-year-olds. I think that's just a little weird if it's true. I looked at his wife to see if there's similarities. Here it is. There really aren't. She was 24. He was 38. 14-year age difference. Still married. And that is, I'd forgotten, I really thought about it, kind of an old-fashioned thing where men get a wife older than them to take care of them. Get a wife that's young and can cook so she can take care of when you're old. I mean, everybody in my family married women the exact same age. My dad, mom, same age. My grandparents, one grandfather was 2 years older. The other grandfather was a year older. That's usually, it's about a year or two older is kind of usually how it is, because that's who's in your group and, you know, who's into the same things. But it all varies. It's not bad if some 70-year-old guy wants to have a 30-year-old wife. She's just probably doing it because she wants the money. But, hey, who cares? The old guys will tell you, I don't care if she just wants the money, sonny. But it's totally different when they start going after children. And let me tell you, but Judge Roy Moore truly did that and asked to date my 14-year-old daughter. I'm telling him, you're a creepy person. You better get off my front porch. You might get punched in your nose. But again, there's no proof yet. We'll see, though. Now, if there is, we'll report it. Here is that clip from the Family Guy.
Help! I've escaped from Kevin Spacey's basement! Help me! Help! I've escaped from Kevin Spacey's basement! Help me! Help! I've escaped from Kevin Spacey's basement! Help me! Help! I've escaped from Kevin Spacey's basement! Help me! Help! I've escaped from Kevin Spacey's basement!
And of course,
help
it turns out, according to the family, Kevin Spacey's father was a devil-worshipping Nazi who tortured them in a basement. Mike Cernovich, pretty incredible. Where do you think all this is going?
Yeah, and there, I think Seth MacFarlane had also made a joke about how women now won't have to pretend to be attracted to Harvey Weinstein. So clearly they all know a lot. And more
well,
and more,
they've said it
at
award shows. They've got all these actresses in TV movies saying, you know, I've had Harvey Weinstein try to have sex with me 5 times and refused twice.
Exactly, and I predicted on a podcast. Before the Kevin Spacey thing hit, I said, now with the Weinstein stuff, the pedophile stuff is going to become very intense now. And then suddenly, you know, Kevin Spacey, that allegation came out. The allegation against Charlie Sheen came out as well. The Daily Mail is reporting on that. We're gonna hear more of it. We're not even at 10%. It's the tip of the iceberg. And people are now realizing what degenerates, and not even degenerates, but what sexual predators they are in Hollywood.
Why is the number so high? Because, I mean, I got to tell you, I wouldn't say I knew Charlie Sheen super, super, like best buddies or close friends, but I probably stayed at his house 13, 14 times that I can remember. A lot of times I'd use it as a hotel. He had a big, nice house. I'd be out there working. He'd say, hey, stay here. Working, reading books. He was always either dedicated to whatever wife he had, smoking a lot of cigarettes, drinking a lot of coffee. Then he started using drugs and stuff, and it wasn't cool. I've only been over there like twice the last 6 years or so, you know, try to get him off drugs. But I saw some wild women there, but they were all like 30, 35. And people told me, yeah, I know his taste is like, you know, full-grown women. But, I mean, who knows? I mean, I'm also worried about them spiking some fake stories on somebody like Charlie, who's an easy target, and I'm not saying it's fake. This should be taken very seriously. Because he's an easy target, then that kind of diverts off from other people.
Oh, well, there's all kinds of things going on right now. I'm surprised that I haven't heard anything about you or me or Paul Joseph Watson or something completely fabricated, too, because they do want to deflect, and that's why, you know, this Roy Moore stuff comes out. It was all Democrats being called out, all Hollywood people, and then now there's Roy Moore. So every day that I wake up, I expect to see a false, completely fabricated story about me or friends of ours, because that's what they have to do now to try to say, look, everybody is. It isn't just the Democrat Hollywood elite. It isn't just the Bob Menendez and the Anthony Wieners and the Bill Clintons.
Sure,
and,
I said this 2 months everybody. Ago. The only way for them to have credibility after they cover up the Clintons and everything is to burn a bunch of their own, then get that rolling, and then have some cred to go after the conservatives, Christians, and libertarians.
Exactly, and that could be their next play. It's very hard to say, but with social media and the people waking up, it is going to be very hard. For example, most of my people, not even most, 90% of people who read me don't believe any allegation because it's in the Washington Post. Now, if you or I broke this story, or Breitbart or Drudge broke this story, our people would believe it. But WAPO has lied so many times now that it isn't going to affect us. So even if they did fabricate things about us, our listeners aren't even going to believe it because they're going to say, sure. These people, if you'll lie and call these people alt-right, if you'll lie and call them Nazis, then why wouldn't you lie and fabricate all kinds of sexual...
Well, I like your point. I think it was with Newsweek where they were pointing out, you're like, why are you calling Democrats pedophiles? Well, they keep getting busted. It was like, why are we obsessed with pedophiles? Well, no, they are. And then you go, hey, you keep calling us Nazis with absolutely no proof. So how does that feel? But expanding on this, we now have Project Veritas with them saying shut down InfoWars, number one job with YouTube, with Google. Now we have them in hearings with the director of Twitter saying we shut down Alex Jones and Paul Watson at lunch. Lawyers tell me this is powerful civil rights violation. Why are they so open about it? What's going on?
Well, remember when during the DNC leaks, Paul and you and I, we were saying that Twitter was censoring the hashtag, and Twitter goes, absolutely not, we didn't do that. And then in testimony, they go, well, actually, we deleted 48% of the tweets and censored the hashtags, right? So everything that we've said they've been doing, they are, in fact, doing because they want to silence the people. And that is really why the support of the people and the listeners and the readers now matters more than ever, because this is not an attack on you and me. We're just puppets to the globalist pedophile masterminds. You and I, they're attacking us because we're public figures. Ultimately, this is an attack on every nuclear family in America. They're trying to destroy the nuclear family. They're trying to enslave people.
That's it. We're figureheads of the nuclear family and of just basic sanity. And if they can shut us down, they can shut everybody down. And they now, exactly, they lied about it and said they weren't. Now they have to admit it because they know they've been caught. So the decision is hide it in plain view.
Exactly. So what you and I, if we went away and somebody replaced us, then the media would never even talk about us. They would talk about whoever the new person on the Vanguard was, the new public figure. Fundamentally, anybody who preaches a pro-America, pro-family, pro-morals, because I respect all religions, anybody trying to live a moral life, Jewish, whether that's Jewish or Muslim or Christian, who's really trying to be moral and live a better life, I respect all of that. But they want to destroy everybody who has any kind of religion. That way, I mean, think about it. This is what's coming out, and the women who are making accusations are powerful people. Imagine the household people who can't speak English that are being raped. So let's talk about this for a minute, because this was called a conspiracy theory by the media before. You and I have said that they want, that they being the globalists and the Democrat Hollywood media pedophile establishment, they want open borders so then they can bring in vulnerable women and children to rape. And people go, oh, that's crazy.
And now it's all out that they're using the human trafficking to do that.
Right. But if they will attack and sexually assault very affluent, high-profile women, imagine what they're doing to their domestic household staff. I'll be surprised if we don't hear more. We got to just say, look, if you come forward against Hollywood, we have to give them citizenship. We have to just say, look, if you're going to be a whistleblower about your Hollywood pedophile master, then we're not going to deport you. We're going to take care of you, treat you like the American hero.
Sure. What about this New York group that it turns out they tell them it's a feminist group, and they brand the women reportedly and call the man master, and it's all a big liberal group. I mean, we already know about those. There's other groups people haven't heard about, but that's what this is.
Yeah, it's a sex cult. Again, everything that they go, oh, spirit cooking conspiracy theory, Hillary's health conspiracy theory. Well, there's now a proven spirit cooking sex cult. Well, wow, welcome to where you and I were a year ago. So what we're talking about today, that'll be what people will talk about tomorrow and in the future.
Wow, Mike Cernovich, at Cernovich, thank you so much for hosting this hour with us. Look forward to speaking to you more. Owen Schroer in the War Room is coming up right now. They're trying to jam the signal, folks. They can't stop you when you share the articles. Owen Schroer coming up. Please spread the links.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Choose to